الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في التفكر في عظم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمورهما وتقصير النفس وتحذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. There is a next chapter after istiqamat, that is being steadfast and observing all the laws of Allah Ta'ala at all times. To make that easy, that this has come in our deen, that a person must meditate and think and ponder in the great creations of Allah Ta'ala. Seeing the great creation from the creation, he should reach the Creator. All the things which Allah Ta'ala has created, the great, great creations, like Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and all the other great, great creations, a person should meditate, and then he will recognize Allah Ta'ala. And when he recognizes Allah Ta'ala, then istiqamat will become easy for him. And there are so many things that a person should meditate in. One is in the creation of Allah. The other, fana'i dunya, that this dunya is very temporary. A person should think of that also, that this dunya, the whole life of a person, average life of between 60 and 70 years, compared to one day of the akhirat, is not even 2 minutes. And the akhirat is not for one day, it's forever and ever. And our dunya's life is extremely short. And the person should think that I'm making so much effort for my dunya, which is so short, and my akhirat, which is eternal, what am I doing for that? So a person should ponder in that also. Wa ahwalil akhirah, and the terrors of the akhirat. The azab at the time of mort also, in the qabr also, on the day of qiyamah, and the terrible punishments in the fire of jahannam. A person must think of that. Then it will be very easy for him to stay away from sins and the disobedience of Allah. When he will know what the result of this will be and what destruction it will bring for him in his life, then he will be able to stay away from sins. وَسَائِرَ أُمُورِهِمَا, and think of all the matters of this dunya also. This dunya, for people also, there are how many times a person gets married with so much pomp and so much glamour, etc. But that marriage many times hardly long it lasts, and then what hatred comes between the two people. The families, when the marriage was being arranged, they showed so much love, inviting one another, having meals, etc., exchanging presents, but very soon that changes into great enmity and hatred, and then all backbiting and all the evils that follow from there. Many friendships are such that at one time the friendship is so strong, but afterwards those two friends become the worst enemies of one another. So if a person thinks of all this, and the akhirat is forever, and the things that a person does for akhirat does not change at all. وَتَقْصِيرِ النَّفْسِ, and a person should also think of how he should curtail and control his nafs. That the desires of nafs, there are no limits to it. It will just keep on desiring. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if a person has got this desire of woman, then he won't be satisfied until he can get the last woman in the world also. In other words, nafs never gets satisfied. It is just like a Jahannam. When Allah will ask Jahannam, Halim talat, are you full? And Jahannam will say, Hal min mazid, are there more to come? Nafs is also like that. It never gets satisfied. So a person should think of it, that why try and satisfy this nafs which will never get satisfied? Why must I be a slave of my nafs? وتحذيبها. And he should also ponder and make effort in controlling the nafs and keeping it properly and steadfast. A person should never be unmindful. We don't even ever think that my nafs, I must bring it under control. We are just leaving it as it is. Our eyes are out of control, our tongue, our anger is out of control, but we never ever think of bringing it under control. وَحَمْلِهَا عَلَى الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. And then also a person should ponder and meditate how I can keep my nafs steadfast and always be punctual and regular with all my ibadat. So there are so many things that a person can meditate on and which he can think about, which will bring about his success also, which will bring about his islah and his connection with Allah Ta'ala also, and which will give him istiqamah. So to say, the previous chapter taught us the great, great importance and virtue of istiqamah, and which is outwardly very difficult. Now in this chapter, it has been made easy for us. And that is just by meditating in all these various things, in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, or in the great, great creations of Allah. By that a person will realize what he is. He is absolutely nothing. And then and by the creation he will reach Allah Ta'ala. He ponders that this dunya is going to come to an end, that this dunya has got no real reality in it. And also the terrors of akhirat, and all the other matters about dunya and akhirat he should ponder about as well. And that his nafs is how disobedient his nafs is, and how inefficient his nafs is, and how he should control his nafs and get it to practice on istiqamah, on punctuality and steadfastness. May Allah give us this tawfiq to think about this, and we can see the Quran Sharif and Hadith, how it has gone in detail to explain all these matters to us, so that we can bring this into our lives and we can attain everlasting success of the akhirat. And in the shadow of that, our dunya's life is also full of success. And if we want to follow the whims and fancies of our nafs and just satisfy ourselves in this dunya, we don't get dunya also, and of course nothing in akhirat. In fact, only the punishment of Allah. May Allah protect us, and the akhirat is forever and ever. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.